Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Greg Hiley. Father Greg directs the Doctor of Ministry and Preaching at Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled Laudato Si, mi Signore, which is Praise be to you, my Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Colossians. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he himself might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross, through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. The word of the Lord. I remember when my dad, a high school science teacher, would take me as a six-year-old to drive past bedtime to the nearby observatory at Carleton College in rural southern Minnesota. Together, we would look through the telescope at the planets and the stars. Much later in the 1990s, I was astonished to see more deeply into space when I first examined the Hubble Space Telescope photograph of Tirzan 1, a globular star cluster in the constellation Scorpius, 22,000 light years from Earth. And now, perhaps you have been as awestruck as I at the first composite deep field infrared photograph of a galaxy cluster 4,600,000,000 light years away, as seen in July by the James Webb Space Telescope. Sometime, examine the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. See the eight-pointed stars on her blue mantle. God has clothed her with the stars and the galaxies. She is queen of the universe. And in 1969, Pope Paul VI changed the title of today's last Sunday of the church's liturgical year to be the Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. Mary the Queen and Jesus the King of the Universe. Today's scriptural reading from the letter to the Colossians says, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. In Scripture, the infinite knowability of the universe speaks to us of the infinite knowability of God, who we cannot see. The other day, I watched an 80-minute YouTube documentary, The Letter, about Laudato Si, Pope Francis's encyclical letter to all the people of Earth, an urgent plea to work together on behalf of the biodiversity of Earth, our common home. Under the mantle of the Queen of the Universe and one body in Christ, King of the Universe, we are shown the grandeur of the stars and galaxies, learning that our very bodies are created from the dust of God's stars and galaxies. We turn our attention here and now to our corner of the vast universe, to our common home, and to the care of Earth.